absurd. I write for a living and I'm lost for words. Lost my faith, haven't quite lost my nerve, but I might lose my mind at what's occurred. There's barely any black men who haven't been stopped and searched through suspicion they do not deserve. Many get mocked and cursed, cuffed and bound, tossed to curbs, roughed around, often worse. We send spaceships up off the earth, but can't send down crooked cops to serve and protect black lives. Tell me what they're worth. I said serve and protect, did you clock the words? Cause it feels like they've not been heard. Yeah, they serve and protect, but who and what? Observe another black life lost. Four officers, only one charged at first. Is that not perverse? Halfway across the earth, here in Britain it's same shit, different toilet with a lid on it. You're mad for thinking it's an isolated tragic incident. A few bad apples bitten in. Due diligence proves that's just ignorant. When you check the stats on black imprisonment, deaths in custody with a lack of convictions, you'll soon see that a pattern is visible. I remember when I first studied law, saw the Stephen Lawrence case and how his murderers walked. Institutional racism, I hadn't heard it before. That's what the MacPherson report observed in the force. Years later, have we learned from it all? Progress feels slow, like we're learning to crawl. Smiley culture, Mark Duggan, and so many more deceased. Those that did it still walking free. So many been through so much more than me, and I felt fear every time I saw police. So many black men apprehended forcibly. No wonder why when an officer walks the street, it's called a beat. I know it's not all police, but it's enough to know that if you call police, there's a chance it won't go well at all for me. Amy Cooper knew that, she was as sure as can be. We were appalled to see her white privilege used as a sword and sheath. It's quite sinister. That's a force I feel like I'm living with, pulling me in different ways in antithesis. Between black and beige we find differences. My question is, what ways do I benefit from the Caucasian strain in my heritage, in a world built by white supremacists? I know some people don't like my type, and some will say I can't fight this fight when my wife is white and my life is nice. If you sense my resentment and spite, you're right. You see the trick that was played in the wickedest way. They've got us hating each other over different shades, pulling brothers apart, pushing sisters away. And they did it this way with that deliberate aim, because we're stronger together like the twist of a braid. Feels like they've given us the clippers just to trim it away. But I woke feeling different today, and I hope Floyd's sacrifice isn't in vain. A civil rights fight in the digital age, where the Instagram fam and Twitter brigade can see a life slipping away on videotape. But some still won't let go of ignorant ways. Kaepernick took a knee, some are more upset than when that pig put his knee onto George's neck. No justice, no peace, that's not some sort of threat. It's an equation, cause effect. When law enforcers are causing deaths and not facing the law, I guess we got lawlessness. Now that's anarchy. Before the stores were wrecked and laws bereft, that's something we should all protest. And no, I'm not some subversive militant, or worse, a simpleton, virtue signaling. And this isn't my struggle to be woke and join a revolution from the comfort of my home. I'm not chasing hype, I got nothing to promote. This just something that I wrote cause I was struggling to cope. And plus because I know that my sons are gonna grow, and one day they'll wonder if I spoke or choked. We're underneath a yoke, we wanna cling to hope. We've gotta grip the rope, the politicians don't. Our politics is broke, a monolithic boat. You wonder if it floats? What a flippin' joke. It's obvious it won't. No wonder people don't feel like bothering to vote. Smoke gets in your eyes, my heart bleeds. Every time I hear, I can't breathe.
Justice for George Floyd,
rest in peace.
Breonna Taylor,
rest in peace.
Ahmaud Arbery,
rest in peace.
Black Lives Matter, yes indeed.